We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Plunging over, touchdown UCLA. Let him eat. He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line. A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is, touchdown UCLA.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Dimitrik Felton putting up superhuman numbers as UCLA football devours Arizona over the weekend. What a performance it was for UCLA as they get it done in thrilling fashion, 27-10. And with that, we welcome you into the Bruin Insider Show. We run a triple option, a three-man weave, the triple threat, whatever you want to call it. We've got three on set here. Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We are all on social media, which is probably a good thing, as we were always on to what's going on around Bruins sports. I'm on Twitter at Brian Fenley. Wayne is at Wayne Cook UCLA. Nick is at NKOOP. As far as what's to come up on the show, well, I'm glad you asked. A full review of UCLA's dominating win over the Wildcats over the weekend. And we'll get Wayne into professor mode as he gives his grades on how UCLA fared in certain areas of that ball game. Plus, Dimitrik Felton, Wayne, does he get an A or an A plus?
It's an A plus. I mean, you kidding me? I mean, this is, and by the way, just so, do we have to be the triple option, because a triple threat is a basketball term, and so is the weave. So we kind of have to be the triple option, I believe. So that's okay, though. I like it. I trust me, if you put me, I was a triple threat. Because I always, but really I was a single threat. Give me the ball and I'm squaring up because I wanted to shoot. That's what I did as a basketball player. But I say this, Dimitrik Felton is a triple threat. He can run over you. He can pirouette you and spin around you. Or he can outrun you. He has all three of those, and you can give him a quadruple threat because he can catch it out of the backfield too, and then he can do all those things again. So he's been really, really good this year.
And guys, UCLA has started running the triple option too a little bit this year, so it all goes hand in hand. And I know it wasn't exactly an electric second half offensively, but what I was most encouraged about is that Bruins took care of business against the team that they're clearly better than, and they controlled the game. They did it in little ways, like the punt game, downing balls inside the 10, controlling field position, the defense consistently getting after the quarterback, and controlling through the run game. And speaking of that run game, it now ranks number 9 in the nation in terms of yards per game. And we're going to have offensive lineman John Gaines stop by to tell us about how this group is clicking so well and what it's like blocking for a guy like Dimitrik Felton.
Also, Gaines will join us, and we're going to ask him how there is somebody back home who inspires him to dominate, which he has done year two with the Bruins, and why he plays for that person. His candid discussion is going to be something very heartwarming for all of you to listen to. That coming up later in the hour. We are here for a full hour for your Bruins sports fix. We'll talk basketball as well throughout the course of this program. But coming up first, we analyze the Bruins' effort on the offensive end against the Wildcats, plus how could UCLA handle the quarterback situation with Dorian Thompson-Robinson potentially coming back this week? That is all up for debate. We will discuss it next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach his single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged along with other new movies and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solverbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yes, we are lined up, trips to the right. All of us are in formation. It is Nick Cope, former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook. I'm Brian Fenley, and we're backtracking to UCLA's win over the weekend against Arizona, a 27-10 victory for the Bruins at home, which puts UCLA at 2-2. I want to start with the offense and what Dimitrik Felton has done for this group. Every single week, guys, he continues to outdo himself as far as yards gained, elaborate plays, his juke moves. The man is so hard to tackle. And against the Wildcats, 206 yards on the ground, 167 of those yards coming early on, and he had over 30 carries back-to-back games. So he is a workhorse. He is a bell cow. You're also seeing Britton Brown compliment him in the running game. But Wayne, as much as we saw Dimitrik Felton dominate, it just felt like, even though this was a 17-point win, that it should have been more based upon how the Bruins were playing, especially early on.
Okay, so it was a weird game, and I agree with that. And I love that you included Britton Brown, because he's going to be more and more valuable as the season progresses. And I know the season's only got three games really left. Because, you know, it's hard to carry the ball that many times without someone coming in to spell you. And Britton Brown's been really good. He's been really, really good. That touchdown run he had was awesome. I was pretty close to it, and he just absolutely said, there's a wall in front of me, and I'm going through it. And it was you love to see that. And I promise you guys talked about, you know, your interview with Gaines. This offensive line, you think you want to make offensive linemen happy, you have a runner go over 200. They are strutting around campus all week. They're eating. They get an extra steak with dinner or whatever, you know, they get to order in the fine dining that the players get at UCLA. They deserve everything they're getting, because when you do that, it's a dominant performance. So I know Dimitrik Felton is probably serving them all week, saying, here, guys, what do you want? What do you need? And he should be, because those guys are opening up holes for him. But I love Dimitrik. I love the way he plays. I love how hard he runs. You know, Coach, one of the things we're seeing on this team this year, offensively and defensively, is just how hard they're playing. You know, we've lost a game by 6 with 4 turnovers, and we lost a game by 3 with 4 turnovers. I mean, this team is that close to being undefeated and in control of their destiny, and it's a bummer that they're not. They've also played 2 straight weeks with a backup quarterback. So to have a performance like that by Dimitrik Felton was great. They didn't throw the ball that much. It was kind of a weird third quarter. You know, we had a lot of 3-and-outs, which was an issue. But a lot of this was based on what they were doing on defense, you guys. Early on, they were bringing pressure, and it was a little bit difficult to run. And then for some reason, they just decided, you know what, we're going to drop back into coverage. And whenever, as a quarterback, when they're dropping back 8 guys into coverage every time, it's like, okay, well, we're going to run the ball. And that's when the floodgates opened, and the running game just kind of took over the game. But here's the crazy thing, you guys. You know, there was a point in that game where they had a chance to kick a field goal and get it within 7, and it didn't even feel like it should have been close. So while UCLA won a game 27-10, it was great. I felt like they won in the trenches. I thought the defense was good. The running game was good. We needed to be able to throw the ball a little bit better in this game, and I think that's why the game stayed close, because we struggled with that. When they kind of shut down our run, we couldn't really throw the ball in that third quarter.
Yeah, the Bruins really leaned on that running game, 281 yards on the ground. They ran it 56 times compared to just 20 pass attempts. Chase Griffin not asked to do a whole lot here, but Britton Brown said after the game, we call him the president because he knows how to lead this group. And that's what he did. No mistakes. He took care of the ball and kept UCLA in a position to win after building a solid first half lead. So going forward, we expect to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson back on the field this weekend. And Chip Kelly has, you know, coyly alluded to that being the case. And the Bruins will love to have his athleticism and arm strength back on the field. But to keep it on Chase here, Wayne, at the end of the day here, these two games, really impressed with what we saw out of him with his first 2 starts at the college level. Very close to leading the Bruins to not just 1 victory, but 2 victories.
So he did exactly what you want your backup quarterback to do. I mean, he came in and led the team. You know, there are guys, and I've said this forever. I will say this forever. I don't care if you're the starter or the third string guy. Some guys, when they get on the field, are better than they are in practice. They're gamers. They just whatever. And some guys look like they're amazing in practice, and they get on the field and they're not. The lights are too bright for them. So he did an amazing job. You know, the Oregon game on the road was a very, very tough place. I know there was no crowd there, but that's tough to do. And to take a team at that point that was undefeated, I know Oregon lost since then, but who cares? That's a really good football team. And to go in there and be that close and in reality, you know, throw a pass at the end that had a chance of continuing that drive to lead to some points. He did a great job. In this game, I thought he was a little off. He threw the ball well. He had some really good throws. I don't think he played quite as well. But trust me, you talk to any quarterback, when you're facing a bunch of guys dropping back into coverage, it's really hard to throw the ball. And so I thought he did was very admirable. And I promise you this, you think they talked at all about turnovers during the week, right? I mean, like he didn't turn the ball over. And trust me, when you don't turn the ball over, you run the ball well. Nick, you pointed out special teams were really good. They had one mess up, but for the most part was really, really good. If you run the ball, play really good defense, and your special teams are good, you're going to win a lot of football games, especially if you have a guy that runs for over 200 yards. I mean, you're going to win most of the time when you do that. So Chase did a great job. I fully expect Dorian to be the starter. I actually don't think it's a debate, and that's not a knock on Chase. Dorian's the starter. He's farther along. He can, you know, there's more opportunities for explosive plays, I think. And let's not forget, you guys, we're going to get back Keegan and Kazmir Allen, who add a little bit of that outside threat to go to the running game, which I think actually makes us even more dangerous because you have to worry about that. You have to worry about those guys and their speed. So I just think that, you know, there's more to come, and I think it's going to get better. And I also think that Dorian sitting and watching, it's amazing because it's really hard. I've done it. When you're a starter and then you're not, and you have to sit and watch, whether it's injury or whatever, it stinks. But you grow a lot and you learn a lot because you're really observant of what's going on. And so I have a feeling he's going to come back and be like, you know, and he's going to really be thinking about not turning the ball over. But I think it's going to help him. I think he's going to come back stronger.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That was the voice of former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. We've been focusing on chatting about UCLA's offense. And yeah, Chase Griffin, no turnovers. In fact, the Bruins, as you mentioned, Wayne, zero turnovers in a game, which happened against the Wildcats for the first time since 2019 against Oregon State. The Bruins won the turnover battle 2-0 to the Wildcats. They got two interceptions, and we are going to stare at that UCLA defense, lavish over it, and what they did, especially late against a true freshman quarterback in the Wildcats. Now, that discussion coming up after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
'Twas the holiday season, and many families felt glee, for they shopped at Ralph's, where pickup was free. Green beans and apples, a salad so merry, sweet onions and Brussels and cakes topped with cherries. Whipped mashed potatoes and warm spiral ham take center stage for a feast with the fam. May the magic of fresh food never be done. Happy holidays from Ralph's. Fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The Bruin football's defense continues to be one of the best in the Pac-12, evidence of what they were able to do last weekend in the 27-10 win at home against Arizona. Obviously, UCLA holding the Wildcats to 10 points. And the Wildcats, their starting quarterback, Grant Gunnell, he hurt himself, his throwing arm, the first offensive snap of the game. So right away, the Wildcats offense was challenged because they had to go to a true freshman in Will Plummer. And a guy who was picked twice, both coming in the fourth quarter, to Stephon Blaylock and Elijah Gates. But, you know, Wayne, you also had two sacks. He was hurried 20 times. It just seemed that when Plummer came in, a guy who's never played before was going to be doomed from the start. He was able to make things happen with his legs, but anytime he tried to throw it deep, there was really no precision, and there was really no way for him to move the offense and generate sustained drives.
So doesn't that feel like this team, though, that was the perfect start to the game because this team has this newfound energy? Right, they have players that are flying all over the field. They have competitions for how many tackles for loss, how many sacks, how many interceptions, fumble recovers. I mean, these guys are having a blast playing an aggressive style of football, and I love it. It's so much fun. I mean, I'm seeing it all over the place. Every time I look at anybody who's a Bruin fan, they're like, "Man, this defense is fun to watch this year," and they are. And so, doesn't it make sense that we slam the quarterback into the turf on like the first play and he's done? I mean, it's like, and I don't ever want to see anybody get hurt, but yeah, for a defense, to be honest with you, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to hit people real hard legally. And that was legal. And that's just part of the game of football. It's a violent sport. They haven't been very good up front all year, and UCLA really took advantage of it. It did change things up when the backup came in, because he did make some plays with his legs, as you pointed out. We did allow them, UCLA allowed them to kind of hover and hang around the game, but it never really felt like, I don't know about you guys, but it never really felt like, you know, there was any danger. So, no, I'm pumped with the way this defense is playing. And to be honest with you, you know, and we'll keep saying this over and over and over again as long as it keeps happening, but if you can win in the trenches, you can do a lot. I heard Bo Calvert, who had his best game of the year, talking about how easy it is to play linebacker when your defensive line is blowing things up. And we talked about Osa a lot early in the year, but now you're starting to see the rest of the gang catch on, right? And I'm telling you, good football is contagious. When you play good, aggressive football, you'll start noticing that the guys next year are like, listen, this guy, all they're doing is talking about Osa. I'm going to make some plays now. So you start getting like Isibor and Daytona Jackson, and some of these guys are stepping up saying, listen, we're making plays too. And then Bo Calvert's going, you guys keep doing that because all I have to do is tackle the ball carrier now. And so it's been really exciting to see this group play with the energy. And you can feel it, you guys. I think they know they're good right now. Like, they know it. They're like, we're good. Like, they're kind of, there's a little cockiness when you listen to them talk. And I love that.
Yeah, the defense just suffocating. Held Arizona to just 300 total yards of offense. Calvert leading the way in tackles. And you mentioned this defense being exciting, and I think part of that comes from just you don't know what play can be made at a moment's notice. You see Quantrez Knight or Carl Jones just lurking on the perimeter. What are they going to do on this play? And all the late shifts on the line, it just feels like this defense at a moment's notice can make a big tackle for a loss, a big sack, and a couple game-sealing interceptions like we saw at the end of this last game. And Wayne, you mentioned right what I wanted to talk about. These guys on the defensive line and how impactful they are in helping everyone else behind them. Because obviously there's talented guys on this defense. We've seen it. But when Osa can take up a couple guys and help Isabor and Obonia get free on the inside, and then, hey, the freshmen, Shea Brian Strothers and Damian Sellers on the outside, they've been able to get upfield. I mean, it is just all interconnected here. And starting with the guys up front, that allows the guys on the back end to be more aggressive. And then, like you said, Bo Calvert talking about, now he's just got to find a lane where he knows that running back's going to pop out and make the tackle.
So I love, first of all, everything you said was perfect because it is so true. When you have that one guy on the defensive line that can draw a double team, you know, think of the Rams and Donald.
Aaron Donald, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just, it helps everybody. It really does. And so, but they're just up in their game. And, you know, Caleb Johnson's, I'm so glad we have him. He is a linebacker. He just is a linebacker. I love that guy. I love watching him. He just looks the part. And in the secondary, I don't care if it's Mo Hosling. I don't care if it's Jay Shaw. I don't care if it's Rashad. I don't care if it's Guidry. I don't care if it's Lake, who we get back this week, by the way, which is exciting.
Hey, there's good for Elijah Gates getting that pick at the end of the game.
Elijah Gates, exactly. Yeah. And that's a name we haven't talked about that much this year. There is depth on this team. And then you throw in, you talked about the freshmen, you know, Sellers and company. These guys are getting to play surrounded by upperclassmen. I can't tell you how valuable that is. Like, people think that you can just play freshmen. Well, not if they're all freshmen. In the last couple of years, we've had so many young players. But when you play talented young players surrounded by dudes that have been out there and done that, it just helps them so much. And they're going to grow quickly. You know, you already see it. They're getting better and better and better. So, and then, you know, I'll add one more thing to this, you guys, because we're mentioning the team element. When they sit down on the bench and they look up and they see – you know, Chase Griffin throw that curl route that took a while to develop late in the game when they needed a first down to Kyle Phillips. That pumps them up. When they see their running back going for 200 yards, when they see Britton Brown scoring a touchdown, plowing over people, man, the defensive guys, they notice that. I promise you, in past years when the defensive guys are looking up and it's like three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, it's like, dude, they start thinking, come on, guys. And every once in a while, you'd see a defensive player trickle down to the other side and go, hey, you guys need to pick it up a little bit. We're getting tired. And so I think that the whole team thing is so huge. And I'll tell you one quick story here that I pointed out on the broadcast. When Dimitri Felton, and by the way, I haven't heard anything other than he's fine, and I'm hoping that's the case, kind of pulled up a little limp, and I was hoping he maybe cramped a little bit or whatever. When Britton Brown scored that touchdown, Dimitri Felton, man, he kind of smiled and kind of found his way down to make sure he congratulated his buddy. And I love that. I love the unselfishness of this team. And Coach Kelly has said it over and over and over again. And I've heard players say it too. These guys love each other. I'm telling you, it matters more than you think. You can have talent and have a bunch of dudes doing their own thing. And, you know, they're all concerned about themselves. Or you can have a bunch of guys that want to play for each other. That's championship caliber teammates, and you want to have that. I feel like this group has that.
I feel like this show has championship caliber teammates. That's Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley, our producer, David Kahn. We all work together, interconnected and in unison. You spoke about Britton Brown. He's a grad transfer. Obi Igbo is one as well from Stanford. He made that sack as he flew through the line. I was so happy for him. And then also, I know it was just special teams, but there was a botched field goal against the Wildcats on Saturday, and Daytona Jackson for UCLA, just a bone-crushing hit as he just plowed the holder of Arizona.
You can't brag about crushing the holder, though. You just kind of have to, like, that's expected. You know what I mean?
That's a great point, Wayne. And speaking of that, we are going to have plenty more with Wayne as we look forward later on in the hour, dissecting this Arizona State team, who the Bruins are playing next. It's a Sun Devil squad that hasn't played in a month due to COVID-19. So what challenges does that present to the Bruins, and how will they fare? Wayne, our expert, will discuss that with us a little bit later in the hour. But first, on the other side, UCLA offensive lineman John Gaines, he has worked his way into the starting rotation. How Gaines gets his inspiration, it stems from somebody back home. He joins us next to tell us all about it. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College. Keys on that. Keys, 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 keys
every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on Van Nuys.
Johnson right against the sideline. Touchdown!
With Nextiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12, we're connecting champions on the field and in the office. Nextiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate.
Unbelievable!
See why Nextiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit Nextiva.com. That's Nextiva.com.
Historical moment right there.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA football's offensive line is starting to be and turn into college football's version of the Secret Service. Nobody does a better job seemingly in protecting the quarterback. They are unbreakable. They are impenetrable. Unstoppable, opening up holes for the running game. And an invaluable piece to that line is sophomore guard in John Gaines. And he joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. John, people turn on the television and right away they can see you excelling on the offensive line. But few really get how much your father has inspired your upward trajectory. They watch you dominate on the O-line and protect the quarterback, but how do you feel yourself drawn to protecting your dad, helping him block out the rush of what's going on with him mentally and physically and helping him through that process?
Yeah, so I think, especially in this pandemic, you know, it's been really glaring. So freshman year, spring ball, when I kind of got the news about my dad having kidney cancer and all the stuff he was going through because, you know, I'm the youngest and they wanted to kind of keep me out of it. So I knew coming back here for spring ball that my dad was going through some stuff I didn't even know about. You know, both his kidneys were failing me, had cancerous tumors. And I think the biggest thing for me, like, especially now, he's had both his kidneys out. He's a cancer survivor, luckily. That's a great thing. But he's on dialysis and he's at high risk. And I haven't been able to see them and my parents in 6 months now. I don't know when I'm going to see them again. And like the biggest thing for me day to day is I'm not really worried about myself. I'm worried about my dad and people like my dad. The same way, the way that we always talk about on the team, you know, protecting the ecosystem is also protecting the people outside too. Like wearing your mask, where you go, who you're around, dictates somebody else's life that you might not even know about. So I'm really diligent with all that stuff and just, you know, in this time, just being really cognizant of where I'm going and what I'm doing, because somebody like my dad or my dad would be out there minding their own business and it could end up killing them. So my dad, you know, just feel every son usually looks up to his dad, you know. And my dad especially, he's never really been one to like put a lot of pressure on me in the football realm, but I think his, you know, determination to excel in so many other fields has just kind of gone on to me as well. And like, you know, excellence was always a standard regardless of what you did. And that's just the way my family's always been. So I think, you know, taking the mentality he has and everything. So it's kind of weird, but I just want to show this tattoo off. I have Bat's life tattooed on my arm. And that's because when my dad told me in January when I was back home for Christmas, my freshman year, he tells me, you know, he goes, you know, I have cancer. My kidneys are failing, you know, but that's life. And I got to keep pushing forward for you guys. So, you know, my biggest thing was never becoming a drag on my dad's life and always being able to be something that they don't have to worry about. So that's just a mentality I try to have every day, you know, on the field, off the field and everything. And that's just something I learned from him from a very young age and something he's always reinforced to me.
Well, I'm sure your dad and both your parents, for that matter, have to be very proud of what you've accomplished so far here at UCLA. Coming into the season, I don't think many of us on the outside knew exactly what to expect out of you guys on the offensive line, having to replace three starters, but you do have guys like yourself who did log a bunch of playing time over the last couple seasons coming in. Why do you think you guys have been able to excel and come together so well through these first four games, despite having a truncated offseason and a shortened fall camp?
Honestly, on the offensive line, our biggest thing is communication and execution. And, you know, everybody who plays, you know, you guys have seen a lot of people playing this year. Everybody who goes in, we're all on the same page. And we all know what we're supposed to do. And it just slows the game down so much. I remember, you know, when you get in your own head, you know, you start playing slower and you start messing up. But got guys like Sam and Alec and Josh when he gets in and, you know, Duke and Neo and Sean, everybody, when we're out there, we're all on the same page. I think that's been able to help us excel. You know, you got great guys carrying the ball, got Britt and Felt, like these guys, killers. I think our biggest thing has just been execution and, you know, understanding that we're not going to let the outside world affect what we do in our own room, because we're not going to come in, you know, there's no chip on our shoulder. There's no reason to go out and fail. Why not excel? I think that's our mentality.
We're talking to John Gaines, UCLA offensive lineman on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. John, when you came to campus as a freshman, you were listed at 271 pounds. Since then, you're north of 290. You've bulked up. You've taken yourself through a body transformation. Why did UCLA know that you would become this player before you were? Why did you know you could become this player? Because there were other schools that didn't see that. The Bruins saw it. You saw it as well.
I think, honestly, coming in as a light guy, you know, especially when you're around these big guys on the defensive line. I mean, when some of my first reps were against Osa, you can only imagine how that went when you're a freshman trying to block Osa. Got all Pac-12 offensive linemen struggling. So imagine how it was going for me. And, you know, keeping that confidence in yourself, you know, staying in the path is something that the coaches always were telling me and my parents were always telling me, you know, like, you're 260, you're not going to win a lot of reps. It's just the way it is, right? But you have to work your technique, your fundamentals. And as you grow and you mature, the weight will come too. You know, being able to focus on that and having a great strength staff and a great coaching staff that are always trying to get you on the right meals and trying to get you to bulk up. At this point now, you know, you see the fruits of your labor.
And it's paying off for you now. You mentioned Demetric Felton and Britton Brown being killers there in the backfield. What's it like blocking for them?
I think, like, one thing that we really talked about on the offensive line is, you know, sometimes we have erasers in the backfield. You know, you mess up or, you know, you have a minor mistake, we have guys who will fix that and who can correct that. And I think it's great because when we're all on the same page, like I was talking about, you know, executing and communicating, it's beautiful to see you guys are seeing it on the field. So,
John, the last question on my end, as far as execution and communicating, I want to go inside your mind as far as when you're lining up for a play, how you're deciphering defenses, what is your mental processing like moments before the play starts to the play finishing?
So for me personally, I think it always starts, our mantra on the offensive line is work to fit. That's the front, the identification, the technique. So, you know, you got four down, three down, they're bare. Simple, right? And, you know, we know the plays. We've kept it, you know, dozens of times in the week. And then understanding that on this specific play to the specific front, you're going to do this. And I think communicating with yourself and getting those bullet points and, you know, saying you need to execute this, talking to yourself is crucial in times like that. And then also being able to remain calm. Like every time before I go on the field, I take a deep breath because, you know, you got to be able to stay calm so you can execute.
Your offensive line coach, Justin Fry, likes to rotate you guys around, especially at those interior positions at center and guard. Going into a game, do you have a sense of what you're going to be doing throughout that game, or are you just kind of ready for anything at a moment's notice?
I think for us, you know, it's just that's one of our biggest strengths. You know, we have a lot of people who can play a lot of different positions, and being able to be ready whenever is, you know, you get a step up because we have guys, if somebody goes down, there's always going to be somebody who can step up. everything over, and like being able to shuffle guys in and out and still be able to excel is one of our biggest strengths. So I think that's a really good thing.
John, if I could put a bow on this, you brought up earlier in this interview how you haven't been able to see your dad because he's high risk due to coronavirus. When you do get that first chance to see him in person again, what is that going to be like?
Oh man, I'm just excited because I FaceTime my mom every day. I say what's up to my parents, and you know, you can only say so much and do so much over the phone. But I'm really looking forward to that first hug, honestly. You know, I like when I came out here freshman year, I knew I wasn't going to be able to go home that much, you know, just being far away. But I've always been able to look forward to certain times. Like they always come out for the USC game, and that's just not happening this year. You know, it's delayed gratification for me. When I do get to see them, it'll be.
I hope it's sooner rather than later for you, man.
Thank you.
So many people rooting you on, John, from afar, in Westwood, all over. We really appreciate your time. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. John, thanks again for taking a couple minutes of your time and talking about your inspirations and your dominance on the field.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
So that was John Gaines, UCLA offensive lineman, and a man who I admire so much, Nick, for opening up about some of the tribulations that he's going through right now. And I feel for him when he talks about that first time he will get to hug his father, how he's not wanted to be close to him because he's high risk dealing with this kidney cancer that he's working through. Doesn't want to get close to him because of coronavirus, FaceTiming every day. And the fact that his dad does not put a lot of pressure on John, but John knows he doesn't want to let his dad down. And if you look on John's jersey, it's John Gaines and there's the Roman numeral 2, because that is his way of always knowing every single play his father is right with him.
Yeah, you got to sympathize with this situation, and I think we can all kind of relate to it. You know, throughout this whole year, so many of us have not been able to see our loved ones because of the coronavirus, and you know, I'm just impressed by his maturity as well. He's only been here a couple years. You know, you got to remember he's still just a college kid, and not only handling that, handling playing Power 5 football, and he's able to handle everything together, and really impressed just by him as an individual as well.
No question about it. I can't wait for his father and him to be back together and share a game of football together and having his dad watch his son. Coming up next, UCLA basketball. What have they proved to us over their first two games? How is this squad going to look different moving forward? We've got those answers for you on the other side. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
The passion.
25, first down, 20, 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1.
The fury.
Getting bled. Down he goes.
The speed.
Doubled it to the end. Oh, my.
The Western College football.
Toward the end zone. Got it for 6 points.
You cannot hitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the barn.
Over the shoulder. Get
30, 20.
This is the College Football Blitz. Listen on Saturdays this fall on College Sports Now on TuneIn.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one
According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We'll circle back with former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook later on in this hour to preview UCLA football's upcoming matchup against Arizona State, but we are also thick into basketball season. The Bruins were supposed to play yesterday. It did not work out. They were supposed to take on Long Beach State. There was a COVID situation with the beach. They still wanted to play. UCLA, out of an abundance of caution, said, you know what, we're going to hold off. Let's try to reschedule this hopefully sometime soon. It reminds me, Nick, this season in college basketball, like one large dreaded group project, because you can have a team that fulfills all the requirements like UCLA, but you're going to suffer because there are other schools around you that might have slip-ups. You know, it's an imperfect world. Somebody comes down with COVID, and you're going to have to find a way to maneuver around that. And hopefully the Bruins can get this one in at some point against Long Beach State. But in a time in a sport where it's all about that cliche, focus on us, this is a year, really, where you have to focus on the other side, the other team, just to make sure you can get in the game.
Yeah, and we've seen it in college football for a couple months now, but we're seeing it more in college basketball with it getting going because you've got smaller teams, and all it takes is one positive test, and you know, you've got a smaller group of players, less staff compared to a football team, so one test, one exposure, and that can just spiral and potentially knock a team out for a little while. And so the good news is Long Beach State's right down the road. I'm sure they'll be able to squeeze this game in, and Bruins will have the Pac-12 schedule coming up here shortly.
Yeah, and going back to what the Bruins did last week, they played in San Diego at Viejas Arena. They fell to San Diego State in a game where Mick Cronin was not too pleased about the Bruins' performance. I think the one thing I can take from this one was Chris Smith, the foul trouble, really hampered him. I don't even think he had a single rebound in this game, and he was limited offensively. He fouled out. I remember he got beat going baseline, or he had a defender he was trying to step in front of, and he kind of wrapped him up, and that was five fouls on Chris Smith. Not anything to worry about. It's early. Mick Cronin wanted to have a harder schedule, and I think San Diego State is picking up right where they left off a season ago when they were one of the best in the nation. And then Nick Pepperdine was the triple overtime win for UCLA against the Waves in San Diego. How about Jaime Jaquez, Nick, in overtime? He misses two free throws, down one with a couple seconds left in overtime number two. Then, as Jaime Jaquez does, he grabs the rebound and gets fouled, makes one of two, forces a third overtime, and then the Bruins go on and dominate with a ton of points in that third OT.
Yeah, he played all 55 minutes of that game, too. Was able to make up for the miss because he had a chance to just win it for them right there in double overtime, but the Bruins ultimately get it done. Going back to that San Diego State game real quick, we talked about it last week. That was going to be a tough game. San Diego State, a veteran team, physical. You wonder, not having Jalen Hill in that game and how much that would have helped, because UCLA just got beat up inside. They didn't rebound very well. And, you know, Mick Cronin had a lot of Mick Cronin type phrases after the game, saying they needed an early dose of reality, and we were the nail, they were the hammer. And so they started to figure things out against Pepperdine, their longest game they've played since 1985. But Chris Smith played well in that game as well. 26 points, 12 rebounds in 51 minutes. Tiger Campbell, 52 minutes and just one turnover. So Bruins are going to start to ease into things here. You're going to get Hill and Johnny Juzang back, and curious to see what they look like here after another week or so.
Yeah, Hill with tendonitis coming off of that. Johnny Juzang, a stress reaction on his right foot. Expect them back. It's Thursday against Seattle, and then opening up the Pac-12 season against Cal this weekend. All right, coming up, we lateral it back to football chatter. Bruins are taking on Arizona State this weekend. How does UCLA weather through the challenges of studying up on an opponent who hasn't played in a month? We'll consult our resident expert, Wayne Cook, to discuss. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all six kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
Find out what happens when road rage takes a deadly turn. Rent Unhinged, now available at Redbox, starring Russell Crowe. He's a man whose actions escalate to deadly proportions as he becomes single-mindedly determined to teach his single mother a lesson after she impatiently honks at him at a red light. Watch Unhinged, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA football is set to take on Arizona State this weekend, and the Sun Devils are actually going to make that game their home opener in December, mind you, and that's because it's a program that has been rife with a COVID-19 outbreak. They have had to cancel the last three games, coming against Cal, Colorado, and Utah. Even head coach Herm Edwards has had to recover from the virus. So there's only so much that you can take from this ASU team. They've only played one game, and they're the only team in the Pac-12 that's only played one game, and it was a one-point loss to USC in the season opener, where the Sun Devils, Wayne, had a double-digit lead. Two touchdowns. They were in front with under 3 minutes to go, and then they give up the tip into the end zone for the score, and then Keaton Slovis finds Drake London for the go-ahead touchdown. So how do you study up on a team that's only played one game?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we watched Jaden Daniels play last year. You know Herm Edwards as a coach. I've heard players say this over and over and over again. I mean, for the most part, and I believe this, and I don't know if everybody believes this, but if you execute what you do, it really doesn't matter what the defense runs, because, I mean, obviously you want to have a good idea, and that's why you watch film. But if you know what you do, I promise they have a play in the playbook for every defense you'll see. You know what I mean? Like you can adjust. So if you're really good at executing what you do, and I've heard the players say this, I've heard the coaches say this, then you're in good shape. It's not like Arizona State has changed drastically from last year. So, you know, and there'll be some little wrinkles, and a lot of times it's hard to know what that's going to be anyway. But, you know, this is a solid team, you guys. Like you said, they should have beat USC. So I think they're ready. And it's funny, you guys, I'm going to go back to the John Gaines interview because I was very impressed. I thought you guys did a great job with that. And I'll tell you guys something. The heart and soul of any good team is their O-line. For one, they're the smartest group. Probably other than the quarterback room, they're the smartest group, and I'm kidding a little bit. They're the smartest group on the team, right? They always are. They're the funnest group on the team. The big heavies, man, are always just a fun group to be around. And they'll tell you they're the best-looking group on the team, too. They've got all those things going for them. And when you listen to the kind of confidence and the kind of depth they're playing with, when you go into a big-time game like this ASU game, because most people had SC, maybe Utah, but I thought that was a stretch because Utah lost so much. And Arizona State was a team that was definitely going to have a chance at the South. Now, obviously, I don't know if they're going to play enough games to be even considered. But this is a really big game. You know, this is a chance for UCLA to get over 500. And it's just to keep growing and because they're really good. But Arizona State will be a very – I would say that of the teams they've played so far, probably the most comparable to the type of talent that an Oregon has. I think they're pretty good.
You mentioned Arizona State having some wrinkles on offense. They do have a brand-new offensive coordinator in Zach Hill, who comes over from Boise State, where he was for the past four seasons. In that opener against USC, they ran the ball pretty well with some new running backs. Passing game, though, is where they need to step it up. They've got young guys at receiver as well. Jaden Daniels didn't even complete 50% of his passes, but he was very dangerous with his legs. That's well-documented going back to early last season. And that's got to be the number one priority for this Bruin defense, right, Wayne? To keep tabs on him, try and keep him in the pocket as much as possible. Do you see the Bruins continuing with what we've seen and be aggressive with the blitzing and disguises? Or do you maybe ask someone like Quantrez Knight or Carlos Jones to be more of a spy at times and try and keep tabs on Daniels?
So great setup. I mean, you kind of answered the question, because I think absolutely you stay aggressive, but that doesn't mean you can't spy a very talented running back, a quarterback. Jaden Daniels is dangerous when he breaks the pocket. We know he can throw. We know he's athletic. Yes, he did not throw great in that game, but I believe he ran for over 100 yards. I haven't looked at the stats.
He was their leading rusher. Yep.
Yeah, he was really, really good. If you let a mobile quarterback, and here's what's cool about the two players you just mentioned, Carl Jones and Quantrez Knight, if you haven't been paying attention, those dudes are fast. They can move. And so if you decide, and maybe it's someone else, I don't know, but if you decide to put an athlete that kind of just, hey, make sure. And remember, when you rush a quarterback like that, you can alter the way he throws but still be very smart about keeping him. You can't take the wrong angle if you're an outside rusher. You don't want to, you know, aim for that outside shoulder. Make sure you keep him inside the pocket. If he steps up, that's the problem, unless you have someone there, a spy, as you mentioned, that can deal with him. So, yeah, it does change your game plan, but I still think you play ultra-aggressive, but you just have to make sure that he doesn't beat you with his legs, because he's very capable.
That's Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Finley on the Bruin Insider Show. ASU is slated to bring back Frank Darby, who was their star wide receiver. He was injured with a rib issue against USC. It's a young set of pass catchers, and then they also quickly have a defensive back, a starter, Jack Jones, who has been suspended indefinitely for team conduct reasons, so that could play a part in this game this weekend. It's a 7:30 kickoff West Coast time being played in Arizona. When we return, a Bruin crowd favorite rekindling his NBA dreams. We'll tell you who we're talking about. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
T'was the holiday season, and many families felt glee, for they shopped at Ralph's, where pickup was free. Green beans and apples, a salad so merry, sweet onions and Brussels and cakes topped with cherries, whipped mashed potatoes and warm spiral ham take center stage for a feast with the fam. May the magic of fresh food never be done. Happy holidays from Ralph's. Fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
I'm a sucker for when athletes have a chance to redeem themselves, and maybe a lot of the listeners, you are fans of this as well. Love those comeback stories, especially if they involve a UCLA Bruin. And according to ESPN earlier today, former Bruin Ike Anabogu signing a deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. He was a second round draft pick in 2017 with the Pacers. He's only 22 years old. He came out after being a freshman on that Lonzo Ball team in 2016-2017 that saw Ball get selected in the first round, also TJ Leaf. Anabogu was on the back end of that second round and has bounced around throughout the G League and working through injuries, but he's going to have a chance here. This is a franchise in New Orleans that really enjoys his company. Also, Lonzo Ball is there, so we'll get to re-up with him. And apparently, Ike has a three-point shot now, which we didn't see in college, but he's been working on that a whole lot.
Yeah, I think some new scenery will do well for him. He only got to play 14 games in 2 years with the Pacers. He spent more time down with their G League team in Fort Wayne over the last couple years. So excited for him to get another shot. Lonzo there, Zion, of course, as well. So he's got some good teammates around him and excited to see what he can do.
He's part of the AAU club Compton Magic that has been a pipeline for UCLA basketball players. For producer David Kahn, Stephen Hartzell, Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, and the rest of our hardworking crew with UCLA Athletics, I'm Brian Fenley alongside Nick Cope and Wayne Cook. 7:30 Saturday, UCLA against Arizona State in football.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.